don't you know, my darling, I said it right now, and the cotton is high. Like a yo, let me so rich.
And it is a beautiful summer day across much of the province. What a beautiful weekend for the Festival of Words in Moose Jaw, celebrating its 30th anniversary. Oh my, what word was I even trying to say there? The Festival of Words is celebrating its 30th anniversary in Moose Jaw this weekend, looking like it's going to be beautiful weather for folks there. I'm not going to be able to go this weekend, but I can speak from experience. I've been there as an attendee, as an author, and it's a wonderful festival. So if you're looking to take in some literature, some book readings, some really interesting conversations, head out to Moose Jaw and just to take in Moose Jaw. Walk around, maybe take a dip in the spa, maybe head out to some tunnels. Lots going to be going on there. So much interesting stuff to talk about on the show today. If you have ever walked, I mean, who among us has not walked around our neighborhood and found ourselves sounding a little bit like this?
It's poop again.
Somebody didn't clean up after their dog. Well, we may have a solution for Saskatchewan communities that are dealing with that. And it has to do with DNA swabbing for dogs. Yes, DNA cheek swabs for dogs are bringing bad pet owners to account, holding them to account in communities right across the country and perhaps in a community near you. That's all coming up later on in the show. And of course, I'm really looking forward to opening up the phone lines for Bugs and Hugs today. But first, it's time for the Big Talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome.
Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show. The Big Talker.
Well, it was more than a century ago that Canadians came to appreciate the devastating impacts of war. Many soldiers that went overseas for the First World War did not return. And for those who did, many were not the same. In those first months and years, a reality began to emerge. Some physical wounds would alter lives forever, yes, but the most difficult injuries to treat and carry would be the injuries we couldn't see. With this realization, Canada made a lasting commitment that those who served would never be left behind. And 100 years ago, on this date, July 17th, 1926, the Royal Canadian Legion was born. Events are taking place across the country today to mark the Legion's centenary, including right here in Saskatchewan, where a new project aims to ensure Saskatchewan's military history is not lost in time. Joining me now to discuss is someone who must be a very busy man this morning as he prepares for the day's events. Reed Hill is the president of the Royal Canadian Legion Regina Branch 001. Reed Hill, welcome to the Evan Bray Show.
Morning.
All right. So where do we find you today, Reed?
Well, I'm currently in Victoria Park down near our Great Fair City downtown, and I'm setting up for the 10:30 a.m. flag raising, and then followed by an 11 a.m. ceremony at the Cenotaph in celebration of the Legion's 100th anniversary.
So the 10:30 flag raising is happening at City Hall, right?
Correct.
And then we're over in the park at the Cenotaph. Who is going to be in attendance today, Reed? And I understand there's some stuff going on after as well.
Yeah, so the dignitaries, the keynote will be the Lieutenant Governor. She'll start, followed by various dignitaries from the different political branches. And our President of Saskatchewan, Roberta Taylor, will be giving a speech talking about the 100th anniversary and how the Legion has affected Saskatchewan. And that's going to be our main thing. There will also be a live band to follow in the park with some refreshments as well.
Wonderful. Well, Reed, 100 years is a remarkable milestone, of course. I wonder what this anniversary means to everyone involved with your branch in Regina.
It's showing that we are here and we're going to continue to exist and thrive and hope for another 100 years to come. Mm-hmm. And the Regina branch will be celebrating their 100th anniversary in November. Even though our official date is in October, but that's during the Poppy campaign. So I'm going to hold our official anniversary on November 27th. It is a fundraising gala for the Veterans Emergency Fund. So the fund kind of took its toll last year from, we had a lot more veterans that were in need, as well as the wildfires took out some homes up north. So the fund is short a little bit of money, and we're trying to see if we can raise funds for that off of ticket sales off of this gala event on November 27th. And the keynote speaker for that event is now retired general, former chief of defense staff, Wayne Ear.
Tell me, Reed, and for anyone just joining us, I'm Tamara Cherry in for Evan Bray for the last day this week. And I'm speaking right now with a man who is very busy today because of all of the festivities around the 100th anniversary happening today for the Royal Canadian Legion and for the Regina branch in particular. Reed Hill is the president of the Royal Canadian Legion Regina branch 001. Reed, talking about the needs of veterans. For anybody who does not have a veteran in their life, talk to me about what the Legion offers them and for what, you know, what people would be helping with by making a contribution to the local Legion.
The main things that we help with are anything from helping them with a service dog, helping them just get their life to better with our Leave the Streets Behind program, helping them with some of their day-to-day needs, whether it's they can't get insurance to for anything from hearing aids to fixing their house to helping them pay for little things here and there that they might need to help benefit their daily lives. We also send funds to the family centers in Dundurn and Moose Jaw to help with direct needs on the bases there. And also we help supply for different camps across the province as well to help with PTSD and other needs that when they come back from different deployments, should they require them, as well as if they are going to school, bursaries, and other things for even their descendants or them themselves if they're going to school for the first time or it's their second year and they just want to reapply for a bursary.
So
different things.
You've described a lot of activities. Clearly, there was a need for the Legion 100 years ago. This is why it was created. Some people might think that the need is not the same as it was. And surely, of course, needs change over the years. But what would our society for veterans look like, do you think, without an institution like the Legion? And what does it say about the supports that are should be available?
Without the Legion, it would be a longer process to get access to things from Veterans Affairs. Think of us as the in-between of helping. We also help vets get to programs that Veterans Affairs puts on and programs that the federal government put on. But we're that stopgap measure. We'll help furnish a home. And if we're not there for bigger things or smaller things, then it's a little bit more of a struggle for a veteran to have access. So it's that direct funding that the Legion can provide to help someone or that program that the Legion has that wouldn't be there if we weren't there. So we're kind of that in between, right? They come back, they need assistance, but they're not quite able or they don't know what kind of program. We've even helped veterans find their pensions. They didn't know they had a pension, but we go through their records, we check in, oh, look, they do qualify for a pension because they served for a certain year in, say, the 80s or 90s, and they served a certain year, and, oh, look, they do qualify because they're in an active conflict zone, or they were in a UN zone, and they were deployed on behalf of either Canada, the UN, or United Nations, or NATO.
Reed, to mark its 100th anniversary, your branch has launched a new digital collection that preserves thousands of historical photos and documents and records. I just, as a history buff, I love this sort of thing. Tell me more about this project and how people can get involved.
Well, if they want to know more, our museum curator will be at the museum for the open house today. That's Jürgen Knut. He will be the one who can give you a lot of details. I don't know if Kelsey will be there, but her and Jürgen have been doing such great work over the last couple of years. And Jürgen will be able to answer a lot of those questions. So if people want to know more information, they can call down the branch between 10 and 2 today or pop into the branch and talk to Jürgen. Some of the stuff that we've been doing is on display with new posters we'll be using at different pop-up sites throughout the next few years, showcasing what we've done, how they've captured some of our history, as well as history of the branch directly and the Legion overall. So Jürgen is your best answer, and he's a wealth of knowledge. If he can't answer it, Kelsey will be able to.
Reed, is there a particular image or story or artifact that is that it has really stood out for you or touched your heart in the museum?
I tend to like old uniforms. So one of the older uniforms is nice. We have a World War One uniform that saw combat. It's on display. That's one of my favorite ones. And then the other one is a Highland uniform that's all decked out in Africa Corps, like an African chief garb that is reminiscent of that uniform over the years. So those are my two favorite pieces. So everyone has their own little things they attach onto, and we're here to hopefully have for that. And it is a rotating museum too, so we don't always have the same things showing up.
And I think that when a lot of people think of the Royal Canadian Legion, they think that it is only a place for veterans, but you guys have actually opened up membership to non-veterans as well. Tell me about that. And I understand it's free membership for this 100th year.
Yeah, for the rest of the year and in the beginning of the year, it was all free. And veterans membership to Legion can be anybody. Even if you don't have a veteran in your family, we don't chase you away because it's all about volunteers. So we have veterans. We have RCMP members who are also veterans, and we have their families, and then we have associates who are maybe it was a grandparent or a great grandparent that served, and then we have just people who just join. So we don't want to restrict people from joining because the whole point of the organization is to serve the people that served us.
Mm-hmm. Make sure no veteran is left behind.
Correct.
Can you tell me, Reed, you know, we were talking about this in July because it was 100 years ago today that the Royal Canadian Legion was born. You're going to be having your fundraising gala on November 27th to officially mark the anniversary of the Regina branch. And of course, we're used to talking about our veterans around Remembrance Day on November 11th. Mm-hmm. How can people, though, you know, that's the time that we were buying poppies, everybody's supporting the Legion. How can people support the Legion throughout the year?
So to support the branch, we have partners with the CERB Club. You can buy we currently have a raffle going on right now. You can buy our meat draw raffle tickets that help support the branch and the Legion. And then at any moment, anybody can donate directly to the Poppy Fund at any time. It's always open at the branch, Monday to Friday, 10 to 2, and you can support the branch directly at any time of day.
Wonderful. One more question for you, Reed. You know, you're celebrating 100 years today. What do you hope Regina's Legion will look like in, say, 25 or even 50 years from now?
I hope that maybe we'll have a chance to grow our building once again. It's great to have the building on Cornwall Street in downtown, but grow the branch again, continue to build off of our momentum, and continue to support veterans, because that's the point and that's the cause. Doesn't matter what we look like, it's about helping.
Absolutely. All right. Reed Hill, president of the Royal Canadian Legion, Regina Branch 001. Very busy day for you. Best of luck with all the festivities today and enjoy. And thank you for your work supporting our veterans, Reed.
Thank you.
All right. You are listening to The Evan Bray Show, and I would love to hear from you on this. What does the Royal Canadian Legion mean to you or your family? Do you have a personal connection to it? Has it helped you or a loved one out? Do you support it, even though you're not a veteran or have a veteran in your family? Send me a message at 1-877-332-8255. The Royal Canadian Legion was born on this day 100 years ago. You're listening to Tamara Cherry on The Evan Bray Show, 650 CKOM, 980 CJME.